our governor says that he has done more to relieve property tax than any other governor in recent history, and it's just not true. The fact is that when you look at Medicaid, a great program that we need to protect, $8.4 billion is allocated by Governor Cuomo and charged against our counties upstate and New York City. Of the 50 states in the union, Governor Cuomo and New York are the only state that allocates this money versus paying it itself. It's a travesty, and it should be reversed, and we should join the other 49 states and, in fact, pay our share of Medicaid through the state budget.
What other mandates need relief?
Well, this is the major one. It's interesting. And the reason I want to stay on Medicaid for a minute. If you do and pay the $8.4 billion in Albany, it reduces, shockingly, county property taxes by 49.1%. So while in general, any mandate that is decided by the state and laid on to the counties should be done in conjunction with the state providing money, this is the one that is by far the most significant. And it's one that I'm focused on versus some of the other mandates that should equally be reviewed.
Why has this Medicaid shift from the counties to the state not happened? 49 other states are doing it. Why not New York?
Well, you know, that's a good question. What's interesting here is Mario Cuomo suggested the exact thing we are suggesting, and so did Dick Ravitch. This is not a new idea, but it's an idea whose time has come. The main reason is that you have to find $8.4 billion at the state level. You still have to come up with the money. That's why we're suggesting that it be phased in over 8 years, $1 billion a year. And $1 billion a year is attainable. Our governor found $4 billion in 2011 to reduce the millionaire's tax and supposedly found $2 billion this year. So it's got to be phased in. However, it could lead to increased income taxes. And I think the legislature and Governor Cuomo don't want to take responsibility because they have to find the money. But it is the right thing to do.
Governor Cuomo continually drives home the point that these local governments and these school districts have to consolidate, they have to merge, they have to work together to reduce the size and the cost of these operations. Does he have a point?
Not really. I'm a business guy. I'm for productivity. I'm for eliminating regulations that don't make any sense. But if you take a look at Syracuse, for example, that has both a county executive and a mayor that seem very competent. If Governor Cuomo, instead of forcing them to cut fire engines and schools, aid and transportation, did the Medicaid switch, it lowers in Syracuse the property tax at the county level by 80%. So he's really abdicating responsibility. He's blaming our local county leaders for the problem. The problem is Governor Cuomo and the legislature. He's strangled our counties and made them not competitive from a business point of view. He's just fundamentally wrong and has not had the courage to tell the people the truth.